The walls of the cellar were stone, and thick beams of dark brown wood intersected them, as if they were holding the room together. Thinner wooden beams stripped the ceiling, and uneven stone slabs covered the ground. It was cold, and Violet's breath formed foggy clouds in front of her. They climbed down to the floor. Hundreds of sheets of paper plastered the walls, covered in drawings of glasses with arrows running from one picture to another, as if piecing together a puzzle. Hand-scribbled notes patterned the wall drawings. It was clear William Archer had been experimenting with different ways to make his own glasses. All the notes were dated and were at least 10 years old. There were lots of theories on the imagination worked out across the yellowing pages. One drawing, titled The Reimaginator, stood out. It showed a strange contraption made up mainly of what looked like lots of bagpipes sticking out of the side of a central glass cabinet. "Violet," Boy whispered. Engrossed in the strange diagram, she ignored her friend. "Violet," he said, this time a little louder. Again she ignored him, busy with her reading. "Violet, you have to see this." "What, Boy?" she snapped, turning around. Violet gasped. Boy was standing in front of a worn wooden workbench. On top of the bench rested the actual reimaginator. It seemed almost exactly the same as the drawing. It was about Boy's height and looked like a strange musical instrument. 8 gold pipes of various lengths rose up from the back of the machine, like a church organ. Each pipe was connected to a separate brown leather bag at the bottom. The bags hung off the machine like giant lungs, 4 either side of a gold-framed glass cabinet that was the centrepiece of the reimaginator. It was empty now, but the drawing showed it filled with coloured gas. "What is it?" Boy whispered. "The reimaginator," Violet slowly replied. "The what?" "It gives people back their imaginations," Violet said. There was a sudden shuffling noise above. Boy dived for the cord, and with a sharp click, the room plunged back into darkness.